Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm going to call this the Hank Mike Pence January 6th postgame show. Welcome to it, Fancy Brian.
I'm happy to be a part of this. I'm happy to be on board.
Well, here's something. We got Evan here in the world headquarters, Devil Radio World Headquarters, beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, lately screening the calls. And we are literally giving this show right out of the testimony, I guess, what, 30 minutes ago. You were the literal recipient of the unknown end time for live testimony.
Yeah,
lucky
about
you, Fancy.
I had about 10-15 minutes left to gather my thoughts, take a call, say hi, and have a good time. Set you up for some phone calls. Hopefully everybody's calling in.
844-967-2789. You think Luke knew what he was doing when he took this week off?
Oh, that kid has some stories we have to tell him.
A story I'd like to tell, at least on you, Fancy Brian. You've kept us on the air. Buddy, our dish, our beautiful big old satellite dish where we get a lot of our programming, like some of the fine syndicated programming, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, our news. Well, that dish apparently got shook like a rag doll, perhaps in a tornado yesterday afternoon in the Columbus, Wisconsin area. And the fact that you've kept us on the air again, buddy, I mean, what have we had? Two stations knocked off by either lightning or power outages. We also had an internet dropout and maybe a small tornado. And we're still on the air, buddy.
There are times when I'm literally pulled over on the side of the road somewhere doing it on my phone.
And by doing it, you mean saving humanity by getting the radio stations back on the air.
Right, rerouting signals from one place to another. I can do this from here until I get over to this place, and then, oh my goodness, I got to unplug this and do that. That type of stuff.
Fancy Brian, all praise be to you, man. You've kept us on the air, and I really appreciate it. I don't think anyone comprehends except for, and I really could never value you as much as your true value to this organization. But the fact that you've dealt with these storms and whatever, man, admirable. I really mean that. I wanted to acknowledge you publicly, big guy.
Thanks, man. I mean, hey, look, I'm happy that there's ability to keep us on the air and that nothing was lost. Nobody was hurt as far as our station goes. And there's people who have lost a lot more than what we have as well. So
I got friends that are still without power, like residential homes. And then another little spin through last night. Fancy Brian, let's jump into the politics. We do a political show most days. Here's one.
I demand equal time.
Donald Trump is out there yammering for equal time today. And my initial thought, Crudy's first blush, equal time in prison? What sort of equal time are you demanding? And then, of course, I realized Trump means, equal time on the boob tube. It's getting upstaged by this big J6 committee hearing. Now, he's not a political candidate. It's not like he's eligible for equal time. It's not like Joe Biden's out there doing campaign rallies that CBS is covering, and it's within the political window, and I want equal time. You don't get equal time. You don't get a public forum to go rant about the fictions and the treason you tried to commit, sir. Or if you do, it's Fox News. You got your platform. Go there. Newsmax, OAN, I'm sure they all got time for you. But I have very little compassion for you, sir. But here's what he could do. And Fancy Brian, I feel quite confident If he wants equal time, he can have equal time. Come on down to the January 6th committee hearings. Put your hand on a Bible, and you get all the time you want, sir. I feel quite confident the J6 committee would give you hours and hours to hang yourself. I feel quite confident. Let me get back to Trump's demand.
I demand equal time.
Trump flips out on the networks airing the January 6th hearings. We've been doing so right here as well. You know, Devil Radio and the Shaw. But here's what he said. Just hours before the House Select Committee began its third televised hearing on the January 6th Capitol riot. So earlier today, it started about noon central. Former President Donald Trump took to his Truth Social account to demand that he be given airtime on the same networks to lay out what he described as his evidence of massive voter fraud and Dem security breach. Equal time, he wants. He followed that up moments later with,
I demand equal time.
On Thursday, viewers were reportedly going to be presented with evidence of Trump's attempts to bully, let's call it bully, former Vice President Mike Pence into overturning the will of the voters in the 2020 presidential election that one retired federal judge called tantamount to a revolution. That was Luttig. We'll talk about him and the testimony he gave today. But Luttig's kind of a big deal in conservative circles. And he said, had Pence gone along with this proposition, this bully campaign of the former president, it would have effectively caused a revolution. It would have broken. It would have torn our democracy asunder. Had Dan Quayle not been the guardrail. Thank you, Dan Quayle. A little bit more here. On the precipice of more damaging information coming out about his attempts, meaning Trump's, attempts to steal the election, Trump jumped on Truth Social to rage at the fake news networks. I'm going to read the statement. You know, full context here, fans, brand, all that kind of stuff. Again, the former bemoaning the fact he's not getting equal time.
The fake news networks are perpetrating lies, falsehoods, and Russia type disinformation.
Now in parentheticals, it's written. Same sick people, here we go again! Exclamation point. Same sick people.
By allowing the low-rated but nevertheless one-sided and slanderous Unselect Committee hearing to go endlessly and aimlessly on and on and on.
Kind of like this statement. A little bit more.
It is one-sided, highly partisan witch hunt, and the likes of which has never been seen in Congress before. Therefore, I am hereby demanding equal time to spell out the massive voter fraud and Dem security breach.
He then added,
I demand equal time, all caps,
3! I guess that's he strongly demands it. Liz Cheney, vice chair of the House Committee investigating the Capitol riot, said its 3rd June hearing would address Trump's relentless effort on January 6, 2021, and the days beforehand to cajole, there's another term for it, cajole Mike Pence into rejecting Joe Biden's victory. I like to cajole people. I never threaten to hang them. As a federal judge has indicated, this likely violated 2 federal statutes. President Trump had no factual basis for what he was doing, and he had been told it was illegal. That, according to Liz Cheney, despite this, President Trump plotted with a lawyer named John Eastman and others to overturn the outcome of the election on January 6th. An aide to the committee said the hearing would look at Eastman's role. And, you know, we've heard a lot about Eastman today. Eastman's role developing a plot to pressure Pence into subverting the election, backed by a bogus legal theory that represented a grave danger to American democracy. You know, nothing to see here, though, as Fox News would tell you. Cheney's tweet featured a clip of testimony from Trump White House attorney, and we played that yesterday. Eric Hirschman, who told Eastman the day after the insurrection, and they played it again today, sort of wrapped up the day with this. Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're gonna need it. And as I understood the testimony, Hirschman then said, and I hung up on him. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones early. Appreciate you listening to the J6 hearing right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw. Steve from Madison, you're first today. Steve, what do you got for us?
Oh, hey. Well, thanks. Well, I'm not going to be your friend type thing, but except with you guys. You know, that's really sad. It's sad. He's been sad since he was elected. He's sad now after being somehow elected. The big blowhard. Isn't it nice not to hear his hear about his Twitter messages? But, I mean, people were harmed in the insurrection, and he's got to be held accountable. And that's my line.
Steve, do you think he will be? Do you think the great white snowflake, the great white hope, Donald Trump, do you think he'll be held accountable?
I hope so. I think we got to have hope in the nation, hope that the justice system works, and I want it to come true.
Well, but Steve, and, it's not a matter of hoping and aspirational behavior, and I appreciate you listening. I aspire to have all of you do so, and join us at 844-967-2789. But what we are seeing and what we're playing out for your sake and the sake of history, Steve, we're playing the evidence. They're laying out effectively testimony for the American people, for the court of public opinion. And they're doing a great job in laying out damning testimony against what? Former President Donald Trump and John Eastman. And today's efforts, today's hearings, revolve around the whole notion of hang Mike Pence. Well, first they tried to, what, cajole him, bully him, push him into doing, let's call it the right thing, cause a revolution, burn it all down, and Pence did not. So, you know, hang him high, if necessary. It was a hell of a plan. Just missed carrying it off. Missed it by that much. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be back. It's a Thursday edition, J6 post-hearing, post-game show.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Believe me.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
I think it's a very unfair thing, what's going on.
What, you think you're some kind of Jedi waving your hand around like that?
The Force can have a strong influence on the weak-minded.